multiple murders on a college campus. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Tonight has been horrific.
East Lansing, Michigan Mayor Andy Shore on the shootings on the campus of Michigan State University Monday evening. Eight people were shot, three of them fatally, the rest critically injured. The suspected shooter has been found dead as well, likely by his own hand.
We are relieved to no longer have an active threat on campus. While we realize that there is so much healing that will need to take place after this.
Chris Rosman is the deputy chief of the MSU Campus Police Department. Teresa Woodruff is the Michigan State president.
We're devastated at the loss of life, and we want to wrap our warm arms around every family that is touched by this tragedy.
Police still working to identify the victims and whether they were students or faculty. Campus police say the shooter was neither. And so far, they can't find anything linking him to MSU. All campus activities at Michigan State have been canceled through Wednesday. Ironically, today is the fifth anniversary of the shootings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. One of the pedestrians struck by a truck in Brooklyn, New York on Monday has died. Police say the truck driver repeatedly swerved onto the sidewalk, apparently intentionally. New York's police commissioner, Keyshawn Sewell.
At this time, we have no indication that there is any terrorism involvement in this incident.
Police were able to trap the truck and arrest the driver. The incident happening on the same day, the jurors began the penalty phase in the trial of Saifullah Saipov, the man convicted of killing eight people by running them down on a New York City bike path with a rented truck in 2017. Saipov, who'd pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, could be sentenced to death. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Most of the payload from that Chinese spy ship has been recovered from the ocean floor offshore from South Carolina.
White House National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said they've recovered much, but not all of the Chinese spy balloon debris, and that they gathered intelligence on it as it floated
by. We used that time to study it, to learn from it, to collect on it.
Kirby said the president's order to perform an enhanced assessment of China's surveillance capabilities led to the discovery of their high-altitude balloon program. Now, Chinese officials said Monday the U.S. has floated 10 balloons over their airspace since last year.
We are not flying surveillance balloons over China. I'm not aware of any other craft that we're flying over into Chinese airspace.
Kirby said the president believes keeping the lines of communication open with the Chinese is important, especially right now. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Search crews were still looking for the remnants from the three other unknown objects shot down in the last few days, including one Sunday over Lake Huron, officially the Pentagon says. They're not sure yet what they were or where they came from. It's Tuesday, the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day, and that's yielding some curious internet searches.
Google reveals search interest in self-love spikes every February in the U.S., with searches for self-care reaching an all-time high this month. Seeing an uptick in searches for is dark chocolate good for you, Galentine's Day gift ideas, and Galentine's Instagram captions. Searches for corny Valentine's Day pickup lines, seeing a 300% increase on the site recently, with search interest in matching pajamas for couples more than doubling. What is the color of friendship? Said to be a breakout search this month. Retreat and flower bouquet, top trending gift ideas related to self-love. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street higher Monday, the Dow gaining 376 points, but early morning Dow futures are trading about 30 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.